Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life Show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life. Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. Today we're going to talk about daily life and life in general. You know, there was a time that a certain event had happened, and that led up to another event that led up to the events that how we're living our lives to this day. And on these days, I see that the struggle is real, folks. The struggle is real. What I'm talking about is, you know, the struggle to be integrated into this way of life, you know, taken from a way of life that we had already and being thrust into this life and into the mainstream of it. The detrimental effects that it has had and how it didn't. It hasn't let anybody escape that that suffering. Each and every family knows what I'm talking about. You know, you get to a certain place, you know, with the lives of your family members, and you know it's really hard because sometimes, you know, a lot of them don't know their language, their culture. They're crossed with a lot of other cultures, and you know, through no fault of their own, and we're not judging anybody here. I'm just saying it's just the way it is, and however they find their way to wherever they're going is their own way, and nobody can interfere with that. Let them have their way and their time here doing the things that they're doing while they're here in their own way. I see that they struggle with the language, and some of them know the language, some of them don't. Some of them have been exposed to it but don't really learn it. Some of them don't have no exposure to it at all, and they haven't learned it. Sometimes they haven't been exposed to it but they want to learn it. It all depends. And the deep desire of their daily lives to find out, to find themselves and who they are, where they've been, where they come from, where they're going, and who they are now. None of us ever are the same person that we were when we were 20. If not, well, geez, you know, there's something wrong because you haven't grown. You haven't moved. You're stagnant. You're stale. But if you move, you know, it's just like a puddle, you know, a puddle and water that's not moving does get stale. Water that's moving won't get stale. And so, you know, we, us as a people, I think that was pretty much the concept too, you know, when they threw everybody on the reservations and just a stagnant little group or little tract of land, you know. Not going anywhere, not being able to do anything and be who you are, you know, you're just there. And in our daily lives of who we are, you know, let's just start with where we've been. You know, we had a way of life and that was taken. And now, you know, today, you know, who are we? You know, a lot of people are people without their own culture, their own beliefs, who they are. And they're trying to be somebody that they're not. Look at the young girls, you know, they all want to be top model, you know, and have no time for anybody, you know. this is not true of all of them, but, you know, just my observation. And, you know, we got the young boys, you know, all want to be gangsters, you know, and I don't know why that is, because they were already born warriors. And all these young girls, you know, were already born to get your dog away, you know. So here we are struggling with our daily lives, and you can visibly see the influence of the non-native culture. And as we keep going on in time, we're talking about now, we start to see the technologies come on in. Definitely a life changer. We see some, for some, and this is a very select few, get the per diem, per cap, the per caps, not the per diem, but the per caps. And that is a life changer. And, you know, I was in treatment this one time, because not because I was there as a resident, but because I helped. I'd go on in and I'd sing, and I'd do the help with their medallion ceremonies. And this older fella had got up, and he was talking about his tribe. We won't name the tribe. But anyway, he was talking about his tribe, and he was talking about his children and how high of a price they paid for getting all that money. He said, we lost our culture and our identity. He said, and we were strong in it when we first got this per cap money. He said, no, none of the kids want to know their language. They don't want to know anything about themselves. He said, and they spend like it's, he said, they get a lot of money each month and they're broke before the end of the month. He said, and that shouldn't even be. He said, the money we get in the 1 month, he said, it's take us, you know, 2-3 years to get that kind of money. He said, in 1 month we get it. He said, so it is definitely a life changer on a daily basis. Now, where are we going, you know? Good question. Where are we all going? The way I see it, you know, there's only one place to go, and that's to the stars. One day we're going to make it there. We're going to keep going. But in the meantime, you know, I think we have to put our little checks and balances in there, you know, who we are on a daily life, a daily basis. You know, we're just a group of people that have a language, that have a history, you know, that have a land base. So that's just some of the things, you know, observations I've made, and hopefully, you know, we get back to that of where we were, you know, where we'll never be those Indians ever again, but at least, you know, go back and get some of it for ourselves. And I see some of that happening, especially with the language around these areas. So it's pretty good. It gives me a lot of hope. Anyway, we come to a closing, come to an end then for now. And thanks for tuning on in, and thanks for listening. And we'll see you again next week. Ojibwe way of life, daily life. Thank you for tuning on in. This is John Harper. This was the Ojibwe way of life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned and come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.